Good morning, KDLG listeners, and Merry Christmas. Hopefully by now, gifts are open, some breakfast is cooking, maybe you're getting ready for church. If you're taking it easy this morning, relaxing with a cup of joe or hot chocolate, keep on listening. We're going to share with you some renditions of classic Christmas stories and carols, courtesy of some of Dillingham Elementary's best and brightest. Enjoy.
My name's Alexis Barnes, and I'm in first grade, and I'm going to read Is That You, Santa? It is Christmas time. It is Christmas Eve. The tree is trimmed. The stockings are hung. Cookies for Santa are on the table. Daddy says, now it's time for bed. Santa is coming soon. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling-ling, I hear bells. It must be Santa with his reindeer and his sled, filled with toys. Is that you, Santa? No, says Mom. Mommy, it's just the phone. Go back to bed. Whoosh. Bang. What was that? I know it's Santa. He is coming down our chimney. Is that you, Santa? No, says Daddy. I took out the trash. The wind blowed the door shut. Go back to bed. Crash. Crack, crash. Hear that? It must be Santa. No, says,
it says Santa.
Santa is putting the big presents under the tree, and he broke some of the ornaments. Is that you, Santa? No, says Mommy. It's the cat. She was under the tree. She broke some ornaments. Go back to bed. Munch, munch. Santa is eating the cookies. Ho, 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 says Santa. He likes our cookies. Santa is here. Is that you, Santa? No, says Mommy and Daddy, eating popcorn and watching TV. Mommy says, go to bed. Santa will not come if you are not in bed. I go to bed. I wait and wait. But no, Santa, I am getting sleepy. My eyes are closing. Santa,
where
are you? Look at all the presents. Did Santa come? But I did not see him. But I did not hear him. Now did he do that? How did he do that?
My first and last name is Beau Colby, and I am in third grade, and I am going to be reading Pete the Cat, 12 Groovy Days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, Pete gave to me a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the second day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 2 fuzzy gloves and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the third day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 4th day of Christmas, Peep gave to me 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 5th day of Christmas, Peep gave to me 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 6th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 6 skate boards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 7th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 7 concert tickets, 6 skate boards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 8th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, and 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 9th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 10th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 10 sloths a-sleeping, 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, and 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 11th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 11 balls a-bouncing, 10 sloths a-moving, 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the 12th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 12 friends a-rockin', 11 balls a-bouncing, 10 sloths a-sleeping, 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Group.
My name is Blossom Dre. I'm a second grader. I'm in Miss Chenoweth's class, and I'm gonna read The Night Before Christmas. The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a critter was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Santa Claus would be there. We were nestled all snug in our beds while visions of sugar plums dance in our heads. And Mom and her kerchief and Dad in his cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but an old-fashioned sleigh with 8 prancing reindeer, with a little old driver so lovely and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Rapid than eagles, his reindeer, they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer on, and Vixen on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. So up to the housetop the reindeer flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Santa Claus too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing off each little hoof. As I drew in my head, I was turning around. Down the chimney, Santa Claus came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his comical mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. He turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nudge up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and all a good night."
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far. And to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Hello, my name is Harper Henderson, and I'm going to read The Little Drummer Mouse. I'm in third grade in Miss Summer's class. It had always seemed for as long as the little mouse could remember that he followed along behind. He was the smallest in the family, and because it was hard for him to keep up with his brothers and sisters, his mother worried about him a great deal. So she made a tiny drum for him out of a hollow acorn. "My littlest one," she told him, "you are always lagging behind, but at least I'll hear you beating on this drum, and that way I won't lose you." The little drummer mouse, as he came to be called, loved playing his acorn drum and carried it with him everywhere. But his big brothers and sisters often teased him. "Purum, purum, purumpity pum. All you can do is beat your drum," they would chant. The other forest animals also laughed and teased him. Although the little drummer mouse badly wanted to play with them, he was much too small to join their rough and tumble games. Instead, he would sit under one of the oak trees and beat tap, tap, tap on his little acorn drum. "What's all that noise?" asked the young squirrel. "Don't you know you're supposed to eat acorns? My mother told me to not play with my food." "Go play your drum to the stars. At least you won't bother them," added a rabbit. And so that's just what he did. On clear nights when the mouse family was tucked into bed, the little drummer mouse would often creep outside to the farmer's field. He loved to watch the stars twinkle back at him as he tapped along. They even seemed to enjoy his playing as much as he did. Then one day in autumn, the raven returned from the forest and called to the other animals to gather around. He had astonishing news, for he had heard the greatest king of all would soon be born among men. By wintertime, the royal family would pass right through this very forest on their way to town, where the baby king would be born. The excitement in the crowd was so great that the little drummer mouse quickly gave a quick drum roll without even thinking. An old grumpy otter frowned and shushed him. "We should do something to welcome them," a deer called out, and everyone murmured in agreement. "You're right," said the wise owl. "We should make the forest beautiful for their journey and offer gifts to the royal baby." Everyone said this made perfect sense. For weeks, they cleaned and decorated the wild forest. Many of the animals brought wonderful gifts for the baby as well. Then they waited. One morning, there came a big snowfall, which covered the forest trees and the farmer's field. But on this cold winter day, very few travelers passed through the forest. There was only a poor man leading a donkey and a woman wrapped in a thin blanket, who rode on the donkey's back. By this time, the animals have grown tired of waiting. It seems the royal family would never come. "Well, this doesn't beat all," said a stylish bear. "After all, we've done all this work. They have some nerve," added a brown bear. The animals were all very upset, but the wise owl calmed them down. "After all," he said, "they're a royal family. No doubt something of great importance came up and the trip was canceled." That cheered everyone up. Since they had prepared a grand celebration, they had a wonderful party anyway. They danced and sang and ate until the sun set and the first stars of evening twinkled in the heavens above. Later, snug in his bed, the little drummer mouse was still too excited to sleep. Looking out the window in the bedroom, he shared with many brothers and sisters, he noticed a new bright star that shone down from heaven. It was the most beautiful star he had ever seen. Quietly, he took his acorn drum, crept out the field to get a better look. He was so intent on watching the star, he didn't notice three tall figures crossing the field in his direction. "Young mouse," said a sudden deep voice, "we are looking for a stable. Is there one nearby?" The little mouse turned and trembled with fear at the three men who towered over him. "Who are you?" stammered the little mouse. Then one in the blue spoke. "We are three kings from far away, seeking a child born in a stable beneath this star. This child will be a great king, even greater than us." "But how can that be?" asked the little drummer mouse, being very brave. "Kings aren't born in stables." "This one was," said the tallest king. "Now, if you tell us if there is a stable nearby," the little mouse pointed the way. The three kings thanked him, and he watched as they walked away, followed by the strangest animals he had ever seen. Upon their backs were large humps upon the humps were chests of treasure. I wish I could see the baby king, thought the little drummer mouse. Perhaps I'll just peek, and no one will notice me, since I am so small. Pulling his courage together, the little mouse set off after the three kings. The stable was not much more than a shed, but it was warm. As the little drummer mouse squeezed through a crack in the wall, he saw a crowd of farmers and shepherds. He watched as each person stepped forward to lay something shabby and simple for him before a manger. Over the manger stood the man and the woman who had passed through the forest the day before. The tall kings came forward to give their rich and beautiful gifts. There was gold, silver, perfumes that smelled wonderful. So it is true, thought the little mouse. He must indeed be a great king. I'd better be going. After all, I haven't been invited, and I have nothing to give. He crept back out through the crack, but a shepherd's foot was blocking the way. The shepherds began to play a tune on their harps and flutes. The sound was so lovely, the little drummer mouse began to tap along on his acorn drum. He became lost in the magic of song and didn't notice when the other musicians fell silent. The baby had awakened. The young mother lifted him from the manger. He turned toward the little mouse, who was still tapping, and said, "Bring forth the drummer and raise him up so he may see." Suddenly, two large hands scooped him up. The little drummer mouse cringed in terror. But to his surprise, the woman smiled at him and said, "You, tiniest of all, keep playing your little drum. The baby seems to like that sound the best." The little drummer mouse looked at the baby, and the baby laughed. Then he began to play again, slowly at first, and then a little faster. Everyone listened and smiled. He could have shouted for joy. The flute chimed in, followed by the harp. Soon everyone in the stable joined along, playing and singing a beautiful song. For the first time ever, the little drummer mouse with his little acorn drum wasn't being teased or following along behind. He was leading instead.
Hi, my name is Shelley Sifsoff, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm going to be reading Sneezy the Snowman by Maureen Wright and illustrated by Stephen Gilman. Sneezy the snowman shivered, "Brr, it's cold out here, that's for sure. I need a drink to warm me up." So he drank cocoa from a cup. He said with a smile, "I like this a lot." And then right there, believe it or not, he melted from drinking something too hot. The children cried out, "What should we do?" A voice from the puddle said, "Make me brand new." They rebuilt Sneezy as snowflakes flew. A cold winter wind swirled and blew. The snowman sneezed a giant achoo. "I'm sneezing and freezing and shivering too," a little girl said. "Then let's share. I have something you can wear. Here's my hat to put on your head." "You look awesome," the children said. The snowman blinked his coal black eyes. The stocking cap was a nice surprise. But Sneezy the snowman shivered, "Brr, it's cold out here, that's for sure. I'm freezing every minute. I'll find a hot tub and sit right in it." He found one and smiled, "I like this a lot." And then right there, believe it or not, he melted from sitting in water too hot. The children cried out, "What should we do?" A voice from the hot tub said, "Make me brand new." They rebuilt Sneezy as snowflakes flew. A cold winter wind swirled and blew. The snowman sneezed a giant achoo. "I'm freezing and shivering too," a little boy said. "Then let's share. I have something you can wear. Here's my scarf that's red and blue. I think it would be great on you." The snowman blinked his coal black eyes. The colorful scarf was a nice surprise. It went very well with his long pink hat. The children said, "How about that?" But Sneezy, the snowman, shivered, "Brr, it's cold out here, that's for sure. I need to feel some warmth on me. There's a campfire by that tree," he said with a smile. "I like this a lot." And then right there, believe it or not, he melted from standing beside something hot. The children cried out, "What should we do?" A voice from the puddle said, "Make me brand new." They rebuilt Sneezy as snowflakes flew. A cold winter wind swirled and blew. The snowman sneezed a giant achoo. "I'm sneezing and freezing and shivering too," a little girl said. "Then let's share. I have something you can wear. Here's my coat, the perfect fit. I know that you'll look good in it." The snowman blinked with his coal black eyes. The bright orange coat was a nice surprise. It went very well with his scarf and hat. The children all said, "How about that?" But Sneezy said, "Woo, I am way too hot. I'll take off all the new clothes I've got." The children yelled, "No, that's not the way. Listen to what I have to say. Buy something cold at the ice cream store. Have 2 scoops, or 3, or 4. Sneezy ate ice cream 7 scoops high. "This is great," the snowman cried. "I'm not too cold, I'm not too hot, and I'm wearing clothes I like a lot." Then, after eating every bite, he said, "At last, I feel just right."
My name is Bradley Gardner. I am in first grade, and I am reading Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Santa and his elves lived in Christmastown. They made toys all year long. One day, a reindeer was born. His name was Rudolph. He had a red nose. It glowed. His parents were worried. Rudolph's father hid Rudolph's nose. All the reindeer wanted to pull Santa's sled. They were learning to fly. Rudolph joined them. Rudolph met Clarice. She liked Rudolph. Rudolph flew in the air. A reindeer cheered for Rudolph. He was happy. Rudolph's fake nose fell off. The reindeer laughed. They called him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Poor Rudolph ran away. Hermie the elf ran away too. He did not want to make toys. He wanted to be a dentist. Rudolph and Hermie ran away together. A snow monster began to chase them. A man named Yukon Cornelius helped them. Yukon chopped the ice. They floated away from the monster. They floated to an island filled with toys. These were toys no one wanted. The king of the island wanted Rudolph to find homes for all the toys. Rudolph knew Santa would help. The snow monster could see Rudolph's nose. Rudolph wanted to protect his friends. That night he left. Rudolph went home. His parents and Clarice were missing. The snow monster had them. Rudolph went to the snow monster's cave. Rudolph saved Clarice, but the monster grabbed him. Yukon and Hermie found Rudolph just in time. Hermie called the snow monster. Yukon dropped a rock on the monster's head. Everyone was safe. They all went back to Christmastown. It was Christmas Eve, but there was a big storm. Santa would have to cancel Christmas. Rudolph's nose started to glow. Santa got an idea. Rudolph's nose could light the way. Christmas was saved. Santa found homes for all the toys. And Rudolph became the most famous reindeer of all.
Hi, I'm Ian Aguilar, and I'm in third grade. My teacher is Miss Andrew, and I love and miss you, Mom and Dad. What Santa Can't Do by Douglas Wood. Pictures by Doug Cushman. He can find every house in every town in every country, but sometimes he can't find his pipe or his slippers. He can't remember everybody on his list, but he can't quite remember what Mrs. Claus said to get at the grocery store. Santa can never buy enough reindeer biscuits. He can never drive a car. That would hurt the reindeer's feelings. And he can't fly in airplanes. That would really hurt the reindeer's feelings. He can't shave. No one would know him. And he can't wear a suit and tie to work. Well, maybe a red suit. Santa can't quite touch his toes or do as many sit-ups as he used to. Santa can't wear Bermuda shorts and a t-shirt or sandals. Santa can't do his best work without elves. And he can't wait to try out the new toys. Santa just can't help smiling, and he can't seem to smile without his eyes twinkling. He can't stand having an empty lap. Santa can't chuckle or giggle or snicker. He can only ho, ho, ho. He can't pack a regular suitcase. Santa can't sleep at night, well, at least not on Christmas Eve. He can't leave for work without a kiss and a present for someone special. He can't come into a house the normal way. He doesn't know how to use how doorknobs work. Santa doesn't really like his fire, like fireplaces. Fires in fireplaces. Ouch. Can't seem to walk past a plate full of cookies or a glass of milk. He can't even leave a single gift in his gift bag, even the tiniest one. There are lots of things Santa can't do, lots of ways he's different, but in one way, he's just like you and me. He can't wait for Christmas. Only 364 days until Christmas. The end.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don me now your gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Hello, my name is Iris Munster. I'm in second grade, and my teacher is Miss Brock. If you take a mouse to the movies, he'll ask you for some popcorn. When you give him the popcorn, he'll want to string it all together. Then he'll want to hang it on a Christmas tree. You'll have to buy him one. On the way home, he'll see a snowman in your neighbor's yard. He'll want to make one of his own. Then he'll need a carrot for a nose. When he's all finished, he'll decide to build a fort. He'll ask you to help him. He'll want to make some snowballs and have a snowball fight. Playing outside will make him cold. He'll want to go inside and curl up on the couch. He'll ask you for a blanket. Once he's nice and cozy, he'll want to listen to some Christmas carols. You'll have to find him some on the radio. He'll probably sing aloud. The carols will remind him of the Christmas tree, so he'll want to make ornaments. You'll get him some paper and glue. He'll ask you for some glitter. When the ornaments are done, he'll hang them all up. Then he'll stand back to look at the tree. He'll notice that his popcorn tree is missing. So he'll want to make another one. He'll ask you for some popcorn. And chances are, when you give him the popcorn, he'll want you to take him back to the movies.
Hello, my name's Annalisa, and my favorite color is blue, and my favorite animal is foxes. And the book I'm reading today is Santa's Favorite Story. One cold day in December, a fox was walking in the forest. As he looked at the snowy trees, he remembered that it would soon be Christmas. Then he heard something. He sniffed the air and looked around. There, fast asleep against a tree, was Santa Claus. He was snoring. "Oh my goodness," thought the fox, "Santa Claus has come early this year. I'd better go and tell everyone he's here." So he hurried off to tell all the other animals that lived in the forest. When they heard the news, the animals hopped and ran and scampered and flew to the tree. A squirrel chattered excitedly, and Santa Claus slowly stretched, yawned, and opened his eyes to see the faces of a dozen little critters. "Why are you here?" they asked him. "Is Christmas going to be early this year?" asked the fox. "I'm sorry if I've worried you, my friends," said Santa. "I went for a long hike this morning to get in shape for Christmas Eve, but I guess I walked until I got too tired. Maybe all those heavy presents will be too much for me to deliver this year." The animals looked alarmed. "Does that mean that there won't be a Christmas anymore?" asked the fox. "No, no, no," said the Santa in a kindly voice. "Christmas hasn't got anything to do with me. Sit down and I'll tell you a story of the first Christmas. It happened long, long ago in a faraway place called Bethlehem. Some shepherds were watching over their sheep in the fields outside the town. It was very quiet and still. Suddenly, a beautiful, bright star appeared in the sky. The shepherds heard a voice saying, "Do not be afraid. I have good news for you all. Today, in the town of Bethlehem, the Christ child has been born. God has sent his son to show what God's love is like. Follow the star to his stable." The shepherds followed the star over hills and through valleys, across bridges, and past little villages. All the while, the star shone brighter and brighter until all last it stopped above a small stable. The shepherds and their sheep stopped too far, for there in the stable was a baby laying in a manger. The shepherds knew that this was the Son of God, and they knelt down and prayed. And that is what happened in Bethlehem when the Christ child came. It's my favorite story because it reminds me why we are so happy at this time of year. Love was the gift God gave to us on the first Christmas, and it still is, you will know. And this love is far better than any presents I can ever deliver. Santa Claus put his hands in his pockets and looked slowly around the circle of animals with a kind and happy smile upon his face. "How silly we have been," said the fox, "to think that Christmas was only about presents." "So now you know," said Santa, "but come on, you're right that it's almost Christmas. Let's go back to my place and get things ready." All the animals followed as Santa Claus ran off toward his house. He didn't even look tired anymore because he had remembered how much fun his work was going to be. The animals stayed at Santa's house until Christmas Day and helped him every way they could. Of course, the reindeer helped by going out with him to deliver presents the night before after a fine Christmas dinner. Santa gave every animal a present, and as they sat around the fireplace later in the day, they all asked to hear Santa's favorite story again. It was a very special Christmas day for everyone. Santa was sure that he had the nicest time of all, though, because he remembered that the best present every is Christmas itself.
I'm Caleb Verkoski. I'm in fourth grade. I like the color purple, and my favorite animal is chameleons. And I'm reading There Was a Cold Lady Who Swallowed Some Snow. There was a cold lady who swallowed some snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed a pipe. She wasn't the type to gulp down a pipe. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed some coal. What was her goal when she gobbled down the coal? She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cool lady who swallowed a hat. Imagine that, a black-brimmed hat. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed a stick. A long brown branch. What a pick. She swallowed the stick to push down the snow. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes that tickled and tingled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. There was a cold lady who swallowed a scarf, a long striped scarf. She tried not to barf. She swallowed the scarf because it was so cold. She swallowed the stick to push down the snow. She swallowed the hat before she froze. She swallowed the coal to keep her pipes glow. She swallowed the pipe to warm her 10 toes. They tickled and tangled from layers of snow. I don't know why she swallowed some snow. Perhaps you know. Now this cold lady had quite enough. So she thought and thought and came up with a plan. She hiccuped twice and out popped a snowman.
My name is Kevin. I'm in fifth grade and I get to do this. 50 Below Zero by Robert Munch and Michael Marchenko. In the middle of the night, Jason was asleep. He woke up. He heard a sound. He said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" Jason opened the door to the kitchen. And there was his father, who walked in his sleep. He was sleeping on top of the refrigerator. Jason yelled, "Papa, wake up!" His father jumped, ran around the kitchen 3 times and went back to bed. Jason said, "This house is going crazy!" And he went back to bed. Jason went to sleep. He woke up. He heard a sound. He said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" He opened the door to the kitchen. No one was there. He opened the door to the bathroom. And there was his father sleeping in the bathtub. Jason yelled, "Papa, wake up!" His father jumped around, ran around the bathroom 3 times and went back to bed. Jason said, "This house is going crazy!" But he was too tired to do anything about it. So he went back to bed. Jason went to sleep. He woke up. He heard a sound. He said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" He opened the door to the kitchen. No one was there. He opened the door to the bathroom. No one was there. He opened the door to the garage. And there was his father sleeping on top of the car. Jason yelled, "Papa, wake up!" His father jumped around, ran around the car 3 times, and went back to bed. Jason said, "This house is going crazy!" But he was too tired to do anything about it. So he went back to bed. Jason went to sleep. He woke up. He heard a sound. He said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" He opened the door to the kitchen. No one was there. He opened the door to the bathroom. No one was there. He opened the door to the garage. No one was there. He opened the door to the living room. No one was there. But the front door was open and his father's footprints went out into the snow. And it was 50 below that night. "Yikes," said Jason. "My father is outside in just his pajamas. He will freeze like an ice cube." So Jason put on 3 warm snowsuits, 3 warm parkas, 6 warm mittens, 6 warm socks, and 1 pair of very warm sort of things called mukluks. Then he went out the front door and followed his father's footprints. Jason walked and walked and walked and walked. Finally, he found his father. His father was leaning against a tree. Jason yelled, "Papa, wake up!" His father did not move. Jason yelled in the loudest voice possible, "Papa, wake up!" His father still did not move. Jason tried to pick up his father, but he was too heavy. Jason ran home and got his sled. He pushed his father onto the sled and pulled him home. When they got back to the porch, Jason grabbed his father's big toe and pulled him up the stairs. Bump, 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 bump. He pulled him across the floor. Scratch. Then put his father in the tub and turned on the warm water. Look, 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 look. Look, the tub filled up. Jason's father jumped around and ran around the bathroom 3 times and went back to bed. Jason said, "This house is going crazy. I am going to do something." He got a long rope and tied one end to his father's bed and one end to his father's big toe. Jason went to sleep. He woke up. He heard a sound. He said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" He opened the kitchen door, and there was his father stuck in the middle of the floor. "Good," said Jason. "That is the end of the sleepwalking. Now I can get to sleep." In the middle of the night, Jason's mother was asleep. She woke up. She heard a sound. She said, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" She opened the door to the kitchen, and the mother saw her husband in the middle of the floor and Jason sleeping on the refrigerator. The end.
Have holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, how the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss someone for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a lots of good cheer.
I saw some coming down to me. It did not bring no toys for me. He say I'm a little baby bang bang ding 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 ding.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas once a year. Let's get together and have good cheer. It's Christmas time, so let us have a nice time.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's Christmas, we must reason together, for it's the season. Come on, little ones, let's get together. It's Christmas time again.
Freddie McGregor here. wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, good people. This is Peter Brooks, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, you lovely people out there. This is San Carlos, along with Glennys, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Dr. Dredd. I hope everyone out there has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is J.C. Lodge, and I want to wish you all the merriest Christmas ever. But don't overdo it now.
Hi, I'm Peter Mouse, and I'm 6 feet six tall above your Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Daddy Michigan, I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, and I hope that you're very cool and a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, yeah. Now this is a general saying, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Daddy. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Better watch out, better not cry.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Happy holidays from Kelly A.G.